And so now we'd like to introduce our first storyteller. And this storyteller is particularly amazing because during rehearsals, she just was so brave. She just stepped right up on stage and just started with her story and never looked back. And she really was a great kind of barometer for everyone else. Her name is Valerie Perez Scheer, and she has two beautiful children, and she's a stay-at-home mom, but also a founding member of performance art troupe Fluid Movement, which is...
Check out Fluid Movement if you haven't heard of them.
Really kind of omnipotent in Baltimore. And she's also a belly dancer, a costumer, a performer, and basically a theatrical Jane of all trades. So she's going to be telling you a pretty amazing story that's very Baltimore-focused. So please give her a warm hand.
Thank you.
Okay, are we ready? Okay. So, yes, I am telling a Baltimore story of a pretty dismal failure. So, Fluid Movement, for those who don't know, I don't know who you are, but we're a local performance art group. We've been around since 1999, and we've done a lot of public water ballets, mostly in Patterson Park. This past year, we did one in Riverside Park. Community-based. A lot of people have never been in a show before, like not even high school. Major wackiness in public for really cheap performances. So, zaniness. And in the early stages of Fluid Movement, when we were still sort of founding it and still trying to dig up money from anywhere, there were three gals who started it. It was Carrie Burniston, the famous Trixie Little, really founded it, and then it was me, I was treasurer, and then Melissa Martens. And Carrie and Melissa had this idea and called me on the phone like late one night. Okay, we have this great idea. We're gonna do singing telegrams for Valentine's Day, and you get to dress up like an octopus. You can dress up like an octopus. We have this octopus costume, it's already done, and you can tap dance and sing to the octopus's garden. And we'll make lots of money, we'll do the singing telegrams, it'll be great. So I did this one year. And I was like, okay, I'm not really going to do that again. And then the next year, we're still trying to dig up money. And Fluid Movement was and is an extremely important part of my life. And I know of their lives, too. And we were especially very intense about it then. We would have just tons of discussions and arguments about, like, the direction that we were going in and how could we save the world with Fluid Movement? Because it really seemed like it should be able to be possible. Or at least a lot of Baltimore. So the next year, okay, we got this great idea. You just came back from Spain. You got that flamenco dress? So we're going to do the singing telegrams again, but you could be Carmen Miranda. It'll be great. You wear the Tutti Frutti headdress. It'll be awesome. You giant shoes with the big... It'll be awesome. You can sing a Carmen Miranda song with the singing telegrams. It'll make like $50 a pop. It'd be great. So each time, I swear, it was not my idea. So this time, I'm like, okay, I did have this flamenco dress, which my husband was like, where and when are you ever going to wear a complete flamenco dress from Spain? And this was a way that I could show him I had a reason to have one. So I took tons of plastic fruit, which by itself, plastic fruit doesn't weigh a lot. But when you pile it all together, like on top of sort of chicken wire, and then put it on your head, it's heavy. So I had like stuffly tight, elastic under here. And I'd been listening to this Carmen Miranda song over and over and over again. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 want to kiss you. Ay, 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 want to hold you tight. Like, and Carrie, it's already looking like failure, right? So Carrie was going to be sort of the backup singer because there are these guys going, ay, ay, ay. So Carrie Burniston, all like 98 pounds of her, was wearing this like little bolero jacket, the flat little hat with the dealy bobs hanging off, mustache, okay, and like a black page boy kind of wig. And I dress up as Carmen Miranda, and we have this great idea. I work at the Patterson Park CDC. I worked there before I had the children's. And we decide there's got to be something that we can do to get the mayor involved. Okay. With fluid movement. It just seemed like a natural. We're so Baltimore. We're so easy to promote. It seems like the mayor has got to be our fan. And we thought, in like the insane logic of people who are really committed to something, that this was a great idea. So I'm working for the Patterson Park CDC. Mayor has a press conference at some park, and I decide I'm going to try and invite him to this fluid movement event. This is before. This is a couple years before the Carmen Miranda incident. And I go up to him, and I hand him this postcard. I'm introduced to him by Bill Henry, this guy that I work with. And I have these giant, giant, sparkly sunglasses on. It was sunny out. So I had these big, sparkly sunglasses on because they're fabulous. And I go up to him, and I invite him to this event because I'm like, everyone loves to come to fluid movement events. He's going to love it, right? So I'm waiting. We're going to invite him to the Halloween event that we had, Frankenstein on wheels. It was a rollerblade show. Right? Like, who wouldn't want to go to that? So I have this big, fat postcard with it, and I finally get my chance to walk up, and I shake his hand. I'm like, hi, Mayor O'Malley. I have this. I'm from Flume, and I have this thing in the Halloween, and I'm going to invite you to the thing, and we think you really love it. And he looks at it. And the wind blows. And he looks at it and goes, I can't go to this. I got kids. Nice glasses. Okay? So I go like, you know. So then we're still thinking that the mayor really needs to be a fan of fluid movement. We haven't given up for some stupid reason. So when the Carmen Miranda idea comes around, we realize we're going to be doing these singing telegrams. Bill Henry hears of it. He goes, hey, you know, you should do one for the mayor. Be great. Be awesome. You know what? Patterson Park CDC, we will send the mayor a singing telegram from Fluid Movement. And I was like, really? Okay. Because he's one of those guys, he knows all the, everybody's phone number. He calls the mayor's press secretary. And the mayor's press secretary thinks this would be a great idea to surprise the mayor at a press conference. And all of this is still sounding great to us for some insane reason. So, and you know, they're always at like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. This is his weekly press conference thing. So like the week of the Pat Jessamy explosion. Do you guys remember that? He was talking about her getting off her lazy ass and all that stuff. You remember that? It was the first, as Marty said, it was his first public ass whooping that he got. That's when we decide to do our singing telegram for the mayor. So I'm walking to City Hall, giant feathery high heel shoes, huge Tutti Frutti headdress, weighing a ton, kind of blowing in the wind, giant flamenco, like polka dot red and blue, crazy flamenco dress, and Carrie with the mustache and a boombox. Walking up to the Dagamole City Hall in a giant heart Valentine for the mayor. So we walk in the front door. You know, they do the thing on us. We go upstairs and we're waiting in this little ante room. And he's kind of getting reamed in the other room, but we don't know. You know, we have no idea. We're sitting there and I'm like trying to remember. Ay, 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 ay. Like, do you want to kiss you? Trying to remember little choreography. Finally, we get called in, and we press play, and we walk in, and Carrie's got this guitar, no strings on it. Ay, ay, ay. Dilly Bob's swinging in the wind. Ay, ay, ay. And I'm going, ay, 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 I'd like to kiss you. And I'm going up and down the aisles with the press, and I'd like to hold you tight, you know. About 30 seconds into the song, it stops. Dead. In the middle of the song. I'm like, giant false eyelashes. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning, right? And we don't know what to do. The mayor's press secretary starts to head for that button on the boombox. And Carrie swats it away. And the song starts up again. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. So we're like, ay, 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 I'd like to kiss you. Ay, 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 hold you tight. And finally, it cuts out in the middle again because we'd recorded it on tape. Okay. In closing, didn't really go over very well. You know, we gave him their little Valentine and said goodbye, and the walk back to the car was very quiet. And that's my story of failure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Valerie. And you know what's really great? The mayor's here tonight. Oh, no, not really. Just kidding.